not guilty by reason of insanity. I'm Melissa Patrick. Even though she was found by the judge to have purposefully caused the death of her 4-year-old son and more, an Amish mother has been found not guilty by reason of insanity in Tuscarawas County Common Pleas Court Tuesday. 41-year-old Ruth Miller admittedly gave her son to God and was charged with aggravated murder, and felonious assault concerning the death of 4-year-old Vincent, as well as child endangerment and domestic violence relating to her other 3 teenage children. Judge Michael Ernest said, based on the findings and evaluations of a triad of medical psychologists and prior witness accounts, his ruling stands for all 7 counts in the indictment against her surrounding the incident at Atwood Lake last August, where Miller threw her son Vincent off a dock and into the water.
The defendant, at the time of the offense charge, did have a severe mental disease, but did not have a severe defect.
Ernest said the findings of 3 doctors, all from different areas, were persuasive as they each mirrored one another's opinion.
His opinion states that as a result of the severe mental disease, the defendant did not know the wrongfulness of the act charged. And that would apply to all of the acts.
Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell earlier described the acts as one that stemmed from Miller's spiritual delusion. Both the defense and the state agreed that this was a possible outcome, and there's no denying Miller did the crime. Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Fred Scott said the question was her mental state at the time of the offense.
They all agreed that she was undergoing some type of psychotic episode at the time, and she had mental health issues leading up to the time when these tragic events occurred. They all concluded that she had a psychotic episode.
Defense attorney Ian Freeman knows that there will be many naysayers.
It absolutely is not getting away with murder. Ruth Miller would not have been involved in this case had it not been for the mental disease that you heard about in the courtroom, period. And that's a hard stop, end of story.
He says the ultimate goal for Miller, once she is able, is to be with her family.
She is mortified by the fact that she was involved in that situation on August 23rd, 2025. And had she been receiving the care that was necessary at that time, none of us would be standing here right now.
Miller could possibly be placed in an inpatient lockdown mental health facility. Restrictions and scenarios vary for other alternatives, and she would be evaluated by law every 2 years. Miller previously waived her right to a jury trial. There are 5 pieces of evidence, including videos, body cam footage, police reports, and more, which will be considered when the prosecution and the defense present their positions at the sentencing of or the placement of Miller, and for what duration, on March 13th at 10 a.m. in front of Judge Ernest. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday, no accidents, 6 incidents, and no arrests. A library director and former pastor in Nelsonville in Athens County has been barred from public education. The State Board of Education has permanently banned 47-year-old Kevin Lowry from obtaining a public education license in the state of Ohio. Following numerous allegations of sexual misconduct, the board launched an investigation and discovered several incidents, including one that involved a sexual encounter with a student. The investigation found a termination from Worcester High School and a resignation from Hawking College. Lowry is currently the director of Nelsonville Public Library. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announced 8 projects across the state that are expected to create more than 1,300 jobs and generate more than $853 million in investments. One of those projects is Central Ohio. PPG Industries expects to create 100 full-time positions as a result of the company's project in Delaware County. PPG makes paints, coatings, and fiberglass. The proposed project would expand operations in the paint manufacturing facility. A man walking his dog in Cleveland stumbled upon a suitcase with a body inside. Cleveland police are investigating the discovery of 2 young girls found dead in separate suitcases Monday in the city's South Collinwood neighborhood. On Monday, a man walking his dog came upon a suspicious suitcase and found a body inside after his dog picked up the scent. Authorities were called and found a second suitcase with another body inside. The victims are both black females and believed to be between preteen and early teenage years. Neither have been identified, nor do they match any missing person reports. A Columbus police officer was arrested and is facing strangulation and illegal possession of a firearm charges after he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend. According to a complaint, late Friday night, Jacob Smith put his hand on the victim's neck and squeezed until the victim lost consciousness. The complaint continues to say Smith then put both his hands on the victim's neck and squeezed and caused the victim to lose consciousness a second time. The complaint states he had a Glock 48 with him while he was inside the Blue Sushi restaurant on Gemini Place, which has a liquor license. His bond was set at $225,000. And finally, as the debate over social media age and content restrictions continues amid several lawsuits, one platform is working to specifically prevent teen suicide. There is a landmark trial that's underway accusing tech giants like Meta of making social media platforms addictive to teens. Now, Instagram is taking action, it says, to help prevent potential self-harm among children. The platform says it will notify parents if their children are found to have repeatedly looked for information relating to suicide. Users have to opt in to be eligible for the alerts, which are expected to start next week in the United States, Britain, Australia, and Canada. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.